Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, the question that I'm asking today is, will Nikki Haley be Donald Trump's vice president? My friends, Nikki Haley has dropped out of the presidential race, but she continues to be a relevant name in presidential politics. People are still voting for Nikki Haley, believe it or not. And I am not talking about a few votes here and there. I'm not talking about a few dozen or a few hundred votes here and there. I'm not even talking about a few thousand votes here and there. I am talking about tens of thousands of people right here in Wisconsin who chose to vote for Nikki Haley weeks after she dropped out of the race for the White House. My friends, I'm going to get into the details in a minute, but what I want to point out first is that one must not underestimate Nikki Haley and the impact that she had and that she continues to have on the race for the White House. Here in Wisconsin, we had a presidential preference vote on April 2nd. I paid attention to the vote results. I was watching as the numbers kept getting updated on the night of April 2nd. Now, going into Election Day, everyone knew that Trump would win. Prior to April 2nd, if you asked anyone, they knew that Trump would win from the Republican side. He's already the presumptive nominee. And of course, people also knew that Biden would win from the Democratic side, as he is the incumbent president running for re-election. But there were lots of surprises on election night. On April 2nd, 2024, more than 601,000 votes were counted in the Republican primary, compared to around 577,000 votes in the Democratic primary here in Wisconsin. And this is the updated number with over 95% of the votes counted. Yes, one would assume that it's great news for the Republicans. That is correct, right? I mean, 601,000 votes counted in the Republican primary versus 577,000 votes counted in the Democratic primary. It seems that this is great news for the Republicans. More Republican votes than Democrat votes, right? That's true. And there seems to be more energy on the Republican side than on the Democratic side. However, one must pay attention to the details. On the Republican side, there seems to be a lot of division, which is unfortunate. And me as a conservative, when I see division on the Republican side, it makes me sad. Of course, Donald Trump won with a significant number of votes. But there were over 76,000 votes for Nikki Haley in the presidential preference vote. Over 76,000 people in Wisconsin decided to vote for the candidate, Nikki Haley, who's not even in the race. She dropped out. Donald Trump received over 476,000 votes. That's wonderful. That's great. His votes accounted for 79.2% of the total Republican votes. And Nikki Haley received 12.8% of the votes. And I'm giving you the numbers as of now, with over 95% of the votes counted. So Trump lost 12.8% of the votes because those Wisconsinites chose to vote for Nikki Haley. Now let's talk about what happened on the Democratic side. Biden got over 511,000 of the votes from the Democratic side, resulting in 88.6% of the total votes. But guess what? There were over 48,000 votes that were cast as uninstructed. So over 48,000 voters decided to express their disappointment with Joe Biden by voting for uninstructed. So there are divisions on both sides. It's pretty obvious. Now, here's the thing to note. There were more GOP votes than Democrat votes, as I already mentioned, but Biden got more votes than Trump because of the presence of a large number of Nikki Haley voters. Just imagine what would have happened if all the Nikki Haley voters would have voted for Trump. Then you could add 76,000 with Trump's 476,000 to get a total of 552,000 votes for Donald Trump. That would be significantly more than Biden's 511,000 votes. So the Haley voters, the Nikki Haley supporters, are having a strong impact in this race right here in battleground Wisconsin. Now, just to recap, in the spring election for presidential preference vote, the GOP votes were approximately 24,000 more than the Democratic votes. So the Republicans had a higher vote total. However, Joe Biden got approximately 35,000 more votes than Trump. And take into account the 76,000 votes that went for Nikki Haley. So if you assume that half of the Haley voters could have gone for Trump, so if half of these 76,000 voters would have supported Trump, that would be an extra 38,000 votes for Donald Trump. And then the 35,000 vote difference between Biden and Trump would have been erased, and Trump would actually have more votes than Biden on April 2nd, 2024. That could have been the scenario. Trump could have gotten more votes than Joe Biden if half of the Haley voters, if half of the 76,000 Haley voters would have voted for Trump. Trump could have gotten more votes than Biden. So the conclusion is that Nikki Haley voters are having a strong impact, even after Haley dropped out. And not just that, over 20,000 people voted for Ron DeSantis, which is mind-boggling, because DeSantis himself dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Donald Trump. So one would assume that the DeSantis voters would vote for Trump, but over 20,000 Ron DeSantis supporters in Wisconsin remain unconvinced. And then there were over 12,000 votes as uninstructed on the Republican side, and there were over 9,000 votes for Chris Christie and over 5,000 for Vivek Ramaswamy. But the group of voters who stand out in all of this discussion is the sum of 76,000 votes for Nikki Haley. The Haley voters have taken a significant chunk of support away from Donald Trump. So my friends, let me tell you what I'm thinking. I'm a Wisconsin voter. I'm very active in Wisconsin politics. I have a strong understanding of the political arena here in Wisconsin. I can understand the minds of the Wisconsin voters, and I can tell you that Donald Trump is highly respected and loved. People love Donald Trump. People want to see Donald Trump elected as president. Wisconsinites want to see Donald Trump as president. And Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee. But we must look at some practical aspects of presidential politics in order to figure out what the best way is for Trump to go back to the White House. What is the best way for Donald Trump to win the presidential election and to be sworn in as the president in January of 2025? Here's what I think should happen. Donald Trump and Nikki Haley should put aside their differences, and perhaps Nikki Haley should be chosen for vice president. That is correct, my friends. I'm saying that to you directly. I think Donald Trump should strongly consider choosing Nikki Haley for vice president. I think in order to win the presidential election, Trump should pick Nikki Haley for VP. Now, many people may hear this and react and say, no way, that can't happen. And that's because Nikki Haley strongly opposed Donald Trump and their political rivalry has been very heated. But let's not forget that Nikki Haley and Donald Trump did work together in the past. In fact, when Trump was in office, Haley was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. It's very much possible for the two of them to work together. In politics, everything is possible. Best friends can become political rivals, and political rivals can find common ground and work together. Everything is possible in politics. And this is not just about politics. This is about saving our country. This is about saving the United States of America. Look at what the Democrats have done to the country. There's record high inflation, energy price hike, massive border crisis, supply chain issues, and so much more. If Joe Biden gets reelected, then this country will head towards a dark future with widespread poverty and social and political unrest. So Donald Trump must win. People truly miss the days when Trump was in office. And a practical way to ensure that Trump wins is to help unite the Republicans. And unity is possible if Trump chooses Nikki Haley for vice president. Because, as we saw in Wisconsin, over 76,000 votes were cast in support of Nikki Haley. As a result of that, Joe Biden ended up with a higher number of total votes than Donald Trump. But if half of Nikki Haley voters would have voted for Trump, then Trump's victory would have been a massive landslide. Then Trump would have gotten more votes than Joe Biden on April 2nd, 2024. So it's obvious that there's division. And to erase that division, the Trump voters and the Haley voters must unite. They must come together. If Trump and Haley are on the same ticket, the Haley voters will vote for the ticket, which will then guarantee Donald Trump's victory. And Nikki Haley obviously is a seasoned politician. She served as the governor of South Carolina, and also, as I mentioned, she was the U.S. ambassador to the UN when Donald Trump was the president. So Nikki Haley is a high-profile politician. She obviously has managed to get enough support to have an impact on Wisconsin's election in spring. And the impact is real. And so there's still time. I think Donald Trump should strongly consider choosing Nikki Haley as vice president. And that way, the Haley donors, the Haley supporters, and the Haley volunteers, and all the fans and followers of Nikki Haley will join forces with Trump supporters, and victory will be possible. And also, think about the need for diversity. Nikki Haley is a woman. She's a highly successful woman, and she has an immigrant background. And of course, she's highly qualified to be the VP. I have no doubt about that. I have said this before, that Nikki Haley is a strong politician. She's intelligent. But what I did say in the past is that 2024 is not the year for Nikki Haley to be the president, but definitely she can be the vice president. So unity is strength, my friends. And for unity, I think Donald Trump must strongly consider choosing Nikki Haley for vice president. My friends, share with me your thoughts. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you want to email me, my email address is the following: tossif@tossifanam.net. So thank you once again for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please share with me your thoughts and comments. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me, I want to hear from you. So get in touch with me, share with me your views. Thank you once again, and I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.